audience.
So, I come to you this morning giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Brother McMillan, in her absence. She was a bit under the weather and didn't want to expose the rest of us to what she may have. She didn't think she had much, but she didn't want to take a chance with us. And I thank her for that.
Amen.
To Minister Riley, to my lovely wife, and to my church family, the part that is here, and as well as to the part that's missing or may be on their way here. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, He who knows all and sees all, He who sits high and looks low, He that knows about everything, He that knows about everyone, Lord, I ask for you right now to just to come and use me, Lord, to speak a word. Each and every individual here, Lord, speak a special word through me. Use me, Lord, and do with me what you wish. But speak a word, Lord, for we are in need of a word. We need to hear from you. Take control right now, Lord. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this vessel. Have your way in everyone gathered here. Speak, Lord. We await you. We expect you. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We will be coming from the book of Philippians, Paul's letter to the Philippians, which we have been on for the last several weeks, and we may or may not finish that. We'll see what happens with this sermon this morning. We'll be coming from chapter 4 primarily. We'll see where the Lord leads us here. But if you turn in your Bibles to that fourth chapter, Minister Riley read from chapter 3, the last two verses of chapter 3, and finishing with verse 8. I'm going to pick up with verse 9. And it reads thusly: those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you are also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And if you look back just briefly at that first verse in that chapter, that says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. my dearly beloved. And that's what we want to use as a topic this morning. Stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. And this is Communion Sunday, so many may be wondering how we get from there to here. And I kind of pondered that myself when I was studying and with the Lord. But he showed me by using Paul, the apostle that you remember we've been talking about, Paul, and how, first of all, Paul loved Jesus or Christ's people. He loved Christians. And Paul certainly was a super example, because Paul had met Jesus after a life of punishing God's people. He met Jesus on the Damascus Road and had a life-changing experience. So it's something about the life of Paul. And Paul certainly could teach a continual communion with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So we look just briefly back at Paul's life. And Paul, you will remember, when he was speaking to the Corinthians, which would have been earlier in his life, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in the first verse, he said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." And later in that same chapter, he spoke to the Corinthians, and he said to them, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." As he taught them about communion, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Mm-hmm. "After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes." So here in this fourth chapter of Philippians, at verse 9, where he says, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." Those things. So you got to know that when he said those things, that communion was one of those things. That. Mm-hmm. So you have to reflect on his life to see how when Paul spoke to the Philippians, and as he tried to guide the Philippians, as he tried to encourage the Philippians, he was in constant communion with God. And he tried to teach in all that he said and all that he did. He tried to teach that you need to keep this communion with God. It's kind of like the kids will probably understand that better than most, that with the games that they may get on a monthly subscription. Some of y'all may have monthly subscriptions, but if you got a monthly subscription, you renew it every month because it's something that you decided that you want to do, you want to participate in, so you renew it every month. And that's kind of what we do with communion. Communion says that here is my covenant with the Lord. Here's his provision for me. And every month I renew it and make sure that, and Paul taught that you don't have to wait monthly. He says, "As oft as ye drink it, and as oft as ye eat it, as oft as you do it in remembrance of the Lord." And most churches have just made it a habit of doing it monthly. Mm-hmm. Some churches do it weekly. Mm-hmm. But it's a renewal of your vows. So here Paul taught, the first verse when he said, "Therefore, my brethren and my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown." So stand fast in the Lord.
Amen.
Stand fast in the Lord. You know, if we stand fast in the Lord, the Holy Spirit will provide us with three things. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. If we stand fast in the Lord, the Holy Spirit will offer to us an example. The Holy Spirit will offer to us what our character ought to be. The Holy Spirit will give us strength through the storm. Strength to maintain through this Christian journey will give us strength. So if we stand fast in the Lord, we will have an example. We will know what our character should be, and we will have strength for this Christian journey. Verse 1 says, "Therefore," and that's why I had Joel read the last two verses of chapter 3, where the first verse when he says, "Therefore." He says, therefore, he's talking about the resurrection. He says, since the work of Jesus is a done deal and that Jesus will be resurrected in the end, and he's already done his work here. He's already come and stood in our place and hung and died in our stead. And because of what he did and because of what he's going to do, he's coming back for us again. So Paul says, therefore, stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in the Lord. Somebody, there's a few people that's here, somebody is going through something. But probably everybody here is going through something. And Paul says, therefore, because Jesus has already done the work, therefore, because Jesus has already made provisions, therefore, stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast. Don't let the world get between you and your God. Stand fast. Fast in the Lord. When things get ugly and you may lose a loved one, or you may be sick yourself, but when things get tough, stand fast in the Lord. Understand that God knows whatever your situation is. Sometimes you wonder, you say, did God forget about me? But Paul says, no, stand fast in The Lord has already done his work. He's already come and made a way for you. So stand fast.
That's right.
And he's even made provision. He said, if you feel like you're weak, if you feel like you're stumbling, if you feel like you're having trouble, he said, I provide you with a table so you can come and regenerate. If you feel like you've got off track, God will forgive you. if you want to get back on track. All you got to do is come in earnest and eat from his table. He said, I will renew my vow with you. So stand fast. He said, I didn't leave you. I will never leave you alone. If you just stand fast in the Lord. So Paul instructs the Philippians to therefore stand fast in the Lord. He says, if you stand fast in the Lord, then the Spirit will give you an example. The Spirit will show you the type of character that you should display, and the Spirit will give you the strength for this walk. If we maintain our communion with God and keep our eye on Jesus, our walk becomes easier. And our communion with Him gives us light, and it gives us certainty that God has a plan. God has a perfect plan, and all I have to do is to get in step with God's plan. Stop trying to do my own thing, but if I get in step with God's perfect plan, God knows what He has in store. If we can just commune with Him, that we can allow Him to be light to our walk and certainty to our life. And you will find that that communion with God is worth far more than anything that you had to give up.
Come on now.
I thought I'd let that burn me for a minute. So if you just renew this vow that we have with the Lord and stand fast in the Lord. See, we can only stand fast when we are in the Lord. You know, believe me, go out next week and try to stand on your own. You can't stand fast. You can't even stand fast when you get your prayer circle and your friends and you call them and you try to stand fast. But if you don't have God as your core, then you can't stand fast, because even your friends will get on your nerves. I'm talking about your prayer friends. I'm talking about your closest buddies. And but if you're not standing fast in the Lord, then you'll fall. You see, there's no other place that's secure that you can stand and know that you will not fall. Songwriter says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Stand fast in the Lord. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I don't care how nice it might look or how tempting it might be. If it's not on Jesus that you're standing, then all other ground is sinking sand. Some may sink a little slower than others, but all other ground is sinking sand. He goes on, he says, his oath, his covenant, and his blood support me in the whelming flood. When every earthly prop gives way, he then is my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. I can't speak for everybody else, but I can speak for me. When I'm going through something, and when I feel like I'm all alone, and I feel like my prayers are just not being answered the way that I think they ought to be answered, But when I stand on Christ, the solid rock, when I better myself to him, he can restore me. He can build me up. He can make me strong. He can get me off of my knees and tell me to run on. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, remember, this is not in your hands. Remember, you're not the one that's in charge of this situation. Remember, you don't rule the world. He said, remember, this is all about me. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground,
that's right,
is sinking sand. Christ, if we stand fast in the Lord, then the Holy Spirit will provide us with an example. Again, in 1 Corinthians 11:1, the New Living Translation says, and you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Mm-hmm. And the God of peace shall be with you. Christ is our example. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. If you stand fast in the Lord, he will show you an example. Jesus will be an example to you. Matthew 16:24 said, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Mm-hmm. An example, if you stand fast in the Lord, don't try to pick up that cross before you're standing fast, because that cross will weigh you down if you don't have Jesus as your foundation. You got to stand fast, and then that cross that you have to bear, you still have to bear that cross, but it's not so heavy if you stand fast.
Well, thank you, Lord.
In the Lord, because he'll give you an example. Even Jesus called on his Father in heaven. And if there's any other way, Lord, but nonetheless, thy will be done. An example. If we stand fast in the Lord, he'll teach us character. Back in Philippians 2:5-8, back last week when we talked about it, he will teach us that we should be humble and obedient. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. If you stand fast in the Lord, the Holy Spirit will show you what your character ought to be. It'll show you that your character should be full of compassion. Ephesians 4:32, it said, and be ye kind one to another. I'm going to read that again. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
Amen.
If you stand fast in the Lord, he'll show you character. He'll teach you endurance as part of your character. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's right.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I don't know about you, but I believe I'm going to run on. Even when I feel like I'm tired and I feel like I'm ready to give up, I believe that I'm going to run on because God has taught me character, because I'm standing fast in the Lord. Even when it gets hard, I stand fast. When you've done all that you can do, just stand.
Come on there.
Stop right where you are and call on the Lord. I remember an old preacher said, when the world knocks you to your knees, then you're in a perfect position to scream out. The character. If you stand fast in the Lord, it will teach you character. And then finally, if you stand fast in the Lord, the Holy Spirit will provide you with strength.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Even when things don't look right, things didn't go like you thought they should turn out, but rejoice in the Lord. When you get up in the morning and you take that first deep breath and you move and take that first step, then rejoice in the Lord.
That's right.
Strength. And realize where your strength comes from. John 15:5 says, I am the vine.
Well,
ye are the branches.
Come on there.
He that abideth in me, and I in him the same, bringeth forth much fruit.
Well,
for without me you can do nothing.
Say something.
Hallelujah. He'll give you strength. When you don't think you can make it anymore, don't think I can make it till tomorrow. Don't think I'm going to make it through the night. If I call on him, then he'll give you strength if you just stand fast. And Lord, I do what you want me to do. Hallelujah. Back in the Old Testament, Nehemiah. You all remember this scripture? I just thought I'd throw it in. Nehemiah 8:10 said, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See, Samson had his strength in his hair. that's what it appeared earthly, but the joy of the Lord was his strength. And certainly the joy of the Lord is your strength. In the midst of your storm, when you're going through things, when you don't know which way to turn, just praise the Lord, because when you praise him, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
You don't think you can put, see, I'm about to feel good up here now, because the joy of the Lord, it just energizes you when you realize that I have nothing else to depend on. I just need to stand fast in the Lord. Then it's the joy of the Lord is my strength. I can keep going. I can keep moving on. I can get up, and if I need to worry on Monday, I have the strength to worry on Monday.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although the scripture told us not to worry. It said, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry. Be happy. Just the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
Nothing is going on here that the Lord don't know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
right. There's no one here that the Lord didn't put here. The Lord knows everything that's going on.
That's right.
Ain't that confident?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. When I leave here today, nothing can happen to me unless God says so. Huh? Isn't that confident?
Yes.
Nothing can happen to you that God does not allow or ordain. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Hebrew boys, when they were in the fiery furnace, the king had told them, if you don't bow to my golden statue, then I'm going to cast you into the fiery flames. The Hebrew boys said, that's all right. You can do what you have to do, because I got a God that can take care of me. I don't know what's going to happen to me tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen to me the rest of the day. But I do know who knows.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Mm-hmm.
I should have prepared some more notes, because I'm ready to preach now. But when you think about it, that God knows everything about every one of you. He knows the tough things, the things that you put on that fake exterior, the one that you present to the world, because you want the world to see what you want the world to see, but God sees what's going on with you.
Yeah.
And even sometimes we don't even want to share that with him. We seem like we think we can hide it from God, instead of realizing that the joy of the Lord, you know all about me.
Yes.
You know what's on my mind. You know what's in my heart. You know my ups and downs, because you go through them with me, Lord. The joy of the Lord. And the Lord says, just rest, my child. I got you.
Amen.
I got you, and I got this. I know what I'm doing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So if you stand fast in the Lord, he provides you with an example. He'll provide you with character. And he'll give you strength. Therefore, my brother, stand fast in the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being there. Thank you, Lord, for caring about me. Thank you, Lord, for knowing what I'm going through. And thank you, Lord, for answering me when I call. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to recognize that my joy in you is my strength. Oh, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We count on you, and we know you will not fail us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This joy.
Give us a little bit more of that song.